Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda McShann. Again, season's greetings to each and every one of you, to our friends in Canada, the UK, Japan, Korea, Sweden. We love you out there. I hope you're having as much fun as we are. You know, our show is sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. This is a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you get to your goals in education, training, workshops, and especially to take care of and inspire our youth out there. We're going to get going. This is Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. Tiffany with an eye is going to come on. And we're going to remind you to celebrate, remember you. That's what we have to do out there. You know, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this very moment. Let it go out there. You know, the way I celebrate myself every day, I get up and I say, you know, I give myself permission to take care of myself today. And it's all right to do so. And also, you have to not stay in the past, because you can definitely, definitely be in the present at this time. So we're going to bring it on in. Sit back and relax. This is Mindful Monday. And we want you to relax. Take down whatever notes you need to take on. We're going to be short and sweet this evening. Love you.
Thank you.
We have a lot to celebrate here. Today was Mayor Karen Bass' first day in office. And the first thing she has done is claim state of emergency on the homeless situation here. And I was listening and finding out information, and it's so good to know that the county and the city, they're collaborating. You know, I listened to Janice Hans, the supervisor, and they're working on stuff, and that's what it takes. It takes a collaboration. It takes all of us to get these things done. We go through so much, we want to say yay, yay, yay. You know, today is 12-12, very significant day. And we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I strategize on it, I correct it, and I complete it. It's going to come on. You know, this lady is about many, many things, but she shares with us a little planetorial information. You know, we're not scientists over here, but we do care and share with you. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, we love it. We love it. We appreciate you so much. You come in and put so many spins and give us so much information and help us out with our body movements and our plan, things to think about when we're trying to figure it out. You're not a scientist, but you're good at what you do. So did you want to bring in something today before we get started? You know, we're short and sweet about the significance. What's happening today out here? This is a strange kind of day.
Well, so we talked about, I think last time we talked about the full moon in Gemini giving us the push that we need to express ourselves, evaluate our emotions through logic as we progress to a highly spiritual place. Well, we're doing that. We're moving into a higher consciousness. So this numerical sequence is awakening our ancient cellular memory to help us connect to our higher selves. So, and awaken our body, our heart, our mind, and to help us lead us down the divine path we have always been meant to walk. So, as I said, the universe wants to expand our consciousness and help us to find new ways of experiencing life on this earth. You know, we go about our journeys and we don't quite know what to do. You know, we're still in this pioneer phase of it. So, you know, at this juncture, we're being asked to be of service to yourself, to humanity, and the planet. And, you know, not to allow fear to keep you from walking your path. You know, life is about experiences, and some people reference them as mistakes. I just reference them as lessons, you know, that are part of our life that ultimately help us to learn and grow and attain our highest potential. So, you know, 12-12 symbolizes your spiritual growth, your manifestation of your intentions, and the awareness of your infinite being. So I know, you know, when we say our infinite being, people are like, well, what's your infinite being? It's like your highest potential. Like, we're not even there yet. You know, we're so bogged down with everything, the day-to-day, the daily, that we really don't recognize how powerful we really are. And we're beginning to recognize that. So this is a time where we, you know, we've been going through this process of really, really expanding ourselves, going deep within, and really trying to find out what that path is. And now we have energies that are going to help us do that. And today, I want to share with people about my 12-12 experience. And what people don't know, and I love everybody on this show, all the listeners, all the audience, because this is a platform that I allow my, you know, some of the true things that I'm feeling, I'm experiencing to come out here. And today I had a real experience, and I was able to talk to Miss Linda, and she gave some great advice. She made me laugh. She made me understand certain things. And I was in a I was trying to honor. I was in the process of honoring where I was and the feeling that I had, and I needed some time to identify where I was, and then in the process to figure out what my next steps were. So she and I had a great conversation, and it, you know, helped me. It elevated me to the next level of this process that I'm going through. And it was just wonderful. And it's just, we share and care as we go through our own experiences here. This is not like we read a book and then we tell you verbatim what to do. We are actually going through these experiences to share with you so that we can enlighten you, so that we can educate you. So maybe you don't have to go through the total experience in pain. So it's a very wonderful platform. And also I want to add that, you know, a lot of times I'm out in the community and I deal with lots of nonprofit organizations. And I will say CUC is a great organization. The people there are wonderful. You know, I've been able to be mentored myself to some capacity. I'm a mentor, and I can be a mentoree and all those things, and it's just a wonderful organization. I deal with so many organizations, and I have dealt with them in the past, but a lot of them are not living up to the integrity of their organization. But I will say that since I've been connected to CUC for some years now, this organization does things with integrity and principle, and they will not do anything that does not align with their mission statement, their philosophy, or their vision. So I just want everybody to know that because I have had the pleasure of being connected with the organization and really loving what they do. I hear a lot about them and what their plans are to do, some things in the future and what they do now, and they are about their business. So, but this is what this show is all about. And I thank you, Linda, so much.
No, thank you, because that's what we're here to do. We're all here to elevate and enlighten each other, you know, because it's very, very difficult. Like I say, when you have to walk in your own shoes. But if you walk in your own shoes and you get a stump on your toe, you want to share that with someone so they won't get a stump on their toe. Now, what they do with it is okay, but that's what it's really, really all about here. And we appreciate you. That's what we're here for. You know, I had the statement of celebrate and remember you, because it's you that starts everything out here. And, you know, Tiffany, with the nine people are shopping and they're looking for things. And it's joyful and it's fun, but it can also be painful and stressful, because if you carry a list like I carry a list, and you have to check it off and make it right, and you want to make sure that everyone is covered. But one thing I will not do, I will not forget about me. See, I celebrate me. I remember me, because if I'm shopping and there's an item there that I like, because I usually try to get things for people that I like because I care, and it's not but one of those items, guess what? They're not getting that one. I'm going to shop around and move around and keep that for myself. Because it got my attention. It's something that's special to me. So I wanted to say, while we're out there, you know, buying for everybody else, wanting to bring smiles to their face, that's what it's all about. Making sure Uncle Johnny got his cup or whatever, and a special kind of cup. You know, think about yourself. Celebrate you first. And if you know, like I know, I don't have it in my family, but I've seen situations, you know, this is a time where we all come together, we express ourselves, we express our love, but sometimes we express our whatever else is up in there. So keep that in mind while you're out there, while you're moving with your family, while you're moving with your friends. Celebrate you first, because if you don't celebrate you, no one else is. That one particular item, it's just one of a kind, because you're one of a kind. Keep that for yourself, okay? You're one of a kind. or you go and you visit the next area and you see that plate you gave her, and every time you see that plate, you go back to the past, and you think about it, I should have kept that for myself. Well, if you celebrate yourself in the beginning, you're already out there spending your money. Take care of you first, and everything else will follow. I have an affirmation that I say every day. I'm learning to take care of the physical, the mental, and the spiritual dimensions of my life. And shopping out there falls in all those categories when it comes to me, because I am an avid shopper out there. When I get stressed out, I go shop. That eases me very, very well. So I just wanted to bring that up and to remind everyone to celebrate and remember you while you're out there, you know, spending that money, because we're all doing it. There's no such thing. And for those of you who don't quite have the amount that you would like, get creative, okay? Get real creative, mm-hmm. and do some things, as Stephanie always tells us, make a card, do something. Do not get so depressed out there and stressed out because you can't get what you really want to get at this particular time. Guess what? Those things are going to be there. They're going to be there, and Christmas to us is every day. So, you know, just wrapping it up, putting it in a package, you don't mean anything. Wrap up your heart and give that if that's all that you have to give. So that's what my little mindfulness is today. Tiffany Whippen, I appreciate you, and I'm glad that we can bounce things back and forth. You know, you can't talk to everybody, you know, because they'll steer you to the left when you really need to be going to the right. So you have to be careful who you care and share out there with when it comes down to your personal stuff, because you just have to use your own brain. But I appreciate you for putting that out there and letting people know. But our job for each other and all of us out here is to elevate, enlighten, and make sure that you don't quite have as much pain as we've been through, okay? We try to make it easy on you. You can listen if you want to. Take aspirin if you don't like what we're saying. But we just want to let you know we are here for you. And we appreciate you. I was telling them about Karen Bass today, first day mm-hmm. in the office, state of emergency for the homeless, which she said she was going to do. I'm sending her all the energy. I'm sending her everybody, because we know that this stuff is not going to happen overnight. And it has to be in a collaboration and everybody on board. It's not going to be an easy task. So my prayers are out there for us to unite and send that good energy there and be a little patient, because it's not going to happen overnight. It didn't start overnight. So really, really sit back and think of it. That's a big task. But it's something that needs to be done and should have been done. And my question is, why is it? Okay, so I don't want to get on that pulpit today because I'll take us off the spirit. But I am so excited that she's stepping out, stepping up. And if I know her like I know her, she's a woman of her word. She's going to do 150%. And people say, well, what do you mean 150%? It's only 100%. No. She do 100%, and then she go back and get 50 more. That's what I know about her. So congratulations to her again, to all the listeners out there. Yes, Stephanie will be here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that chakra number 2. She'll take us halfway in, and then we'll take a break, and she'll bring us into 2023 back on it again. So Tiffany, with an eye, you know, we work really hard over here. And you mentioned something about organizations. You know, organizations must be about what they say they're about. Yes. You know, you just can't put a bunch of words on the paper. And especially if you're a public servant, you're taking care of the people. As an educator, I used to gripe all the time. You know, oh, we want to raise this money for the kids. The kids never see the money, okay? And I ask them, where's the money? So, you know, they don't like me questioning them. But keep that in mind when you're connecting in or when you're out there to service the community. Always do and be what you say that you are, always. Because what you want to do is gain the trust of those around you. So the only thing we have is our word. And that's all you have. So if you don't keep your word, you don't keep anything. So I'm kind of glad you brought that up because, you know, we have many, many organizations out here and many people doing what they do. But do they really do what they say they do? So be mindful of that, listeners. Pay close attention, scrutinize, observe, and you still might not find out till the end. But if it's something that you're about and you know that this organization is about it, you jump into the bucket, okay, and move with them because it's needed. It's all about collaboration. It's all about togetherness, and it's all about care. So I'm going to be quiet over here because we're going to be short and sweet. Now, Tiffany, with the now, how you want us to remember ourselves? How do you remember you every day?
Well, before I get into that, I want to add that 1212 showers us in optimism as it grants us the positive frame of mind that we need to steer our thoughts towards the realization of our ambitions. If we continue to exude unwavering faith in who we are and what we stand for, we will be blessed with divine energy and power. We are connecting to the golden light of the universe as we heighten our vibration, activate new energy frequencies, and connect to the universal consciousness. So all that you said before, and we were talking about standing for things and, you know, being of service and what humanity as a whole is going to come to the consciousness of. We have these energies to help us. And so that's what I wanted to add. And
wow. You
said celebrating you, right?
Yes.
Celebrating you. You know what? It's so important to celebrate you. It is so, so very, very important. As we're shifting, as, you know, we're in these daily activities, a lot of things come up, you know, and it's so important to celebrate you so that you, as you process things, you know, like myself, I have something I'm dealing with currently, I'm processing it, but I also have to remember to celebrate me and do the things that make me happy. And I think that's very, very important. Like yesterday, I decided that I wasn't going to do all my errands, but I was going to take time to do something that I needed to do for myself, and I did, which was the self-care, you know, whether that's taking a salt bath, whether that's, you know, conditioning your hair to be, you know, and really taking care of your body, yourself. Do those things that make you happy so that you can, you know, continue to fulfill whatever it is that you're here. Happiness is key. Mm-hmm. It is so key in what you do. But like you said, too, you know, when you're out there and you're buying gifts for everybody, if you see something you want, get it for yourself. Because in that moment, it's about the feeling that you have. And that is a happy feeling. And I remember one time I was in the bookstore. I love a bookstore. And I wanted this book. Now, I could afford the book, but I could also think about, you know, taking that money and spending it towards something else. But the feeling that I was happy if I purchased that book was all I needed. So I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and I was like, oh, my God, I love this book. I have to get this book. But then I'm like, then I went to wavering, you know, back and forth, like, should I get it, should I? She's like, girl, go and get the book because it makes you happy. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to get this book. And that's it. That was the end of the conversation, and everything else works out. And it does. But the main point is for each and every one of us to celebrate ourselves, take care of ourselves, and be happy in the moment. That's what Christmas is really all about, is creating that happiness for ourselves and others in the moment. It's not necessarily about the gift giving, but the gift giving is good. I won't say that because I love gifts. And
yeah.
I am so appreciative if anybody, you know, you can make me a card and I'm just as excited as if I got a big present, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so meaningful. And I love Christmas just because everybody's so excited and happy, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I will say. And you know what? During this time when you're happy, surround yourself with positive people that can, you know, nurture you, that can help you ascend to the next level. You know, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You know, we
That's
really
right.
have to listen to our own guidance system, which Some people reference as intuition, your gut, whatever that may be, but listen to it. It will guide you to where you have to go. It may be, you may think it's crazy and it may not align with your logical sense, but it is where you're supposed to go if you just listen to it. It'll guide you in the direction. You'll take detours. You won't, you know, you might have a straight path, right? And you take a detour. You might not have to deal with something that if you hadn't listened to your intuition, you know? So that's what I would say. But celebrate you.
Yes. Celebrate you remembering you. That's what it's all about. You have to remember yourself. So I appreciate you. Like you say, do things that make you happy and keep yourself around positive people. You know, this is a time where most people are up, but then a lot of people are down. Well, if you have the strength and the know-how to say a few uplifting words to that individual, you take out time and do that. But that don't mean you have to spend a whole week with them, okay? You just want to encourage them because it depends on where they are. You don't want them to take you with them, okay? But if you can do a few uplifting statements or a few, yes, yes, I understand. We don't believe in pity parties. We don't believe in pity parties when it's no celebration. So you're not going to drag us over there. But if you can offer it, you give it. Okay, and I work every day on speaking and speaking from my heart, okay, because nothing, you want people to feel your heart don't want to give them words out there because when you just throwing words out there, they feel, they know, okay? So you strive each and every day to work on you so that you can speak from your heart. Your heart is the most important. Now, what they do with it when they hear it is up to them. You have to remind. You have a lot of individuals, well, don't do this because that person, they don't like me at all. I say, you know what? Some people have to learn to like. But how do you expect them to like you when they don't even like themselves? And you see them say, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Think about it. Okay? If you're in those type of situations, I won't stay in them. And it doesn't matter to me if I'm liked or not, because what I have to work on is to remain to like myself, Tiffany, so that I can always like others. It's all about you. At the end of the day, it begins and it ends with you. And as we say every day, when I'm out there shopping and I see something that's a little bit pricey and I keep thinking about it and I keep thinking about it, okay, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get myself in trouble. But I also know that all our needs are met. There is no lack in the universe. So if we can keep that thought out there, then we won't have to worry as much as what's getting taken care of and what's not getting taken care of. Because whatever is not getting taken care of, you can't do nothing about it anyway. So why are you stressing about it? Okay? Move forward. Move with your heart. Be aware out here. There's a lot of stuff happening out here. So if you see somebody moving strange in that store down the aisle that you're in, you go on another aisle because they're up to no good. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes open out there. Keep your eyes open because it's a lot of things that are happening. We want you to be mindful of all these texts and stuff that you're getting because I know you're getting them out there. If you don't have a phone number to talk to somebody directly through, don't deal, okay? You don't know where this stuff is coming from, okay? So if you can't talk to them directly, then you don't need to deal with them because a referral business, someone that's not being fraudulent out there, don't mind telling you about what they're doing. So be aware of all these things that are coming, texts that are coming to you. You don't know who that is. How are you going to answer somebody you don't know who it is? Don't do it. Okay? It's a lot of fraudulent stuff happening. Not putting a damper on it, but we just want you to be aware and to observe and most of all to stay safe. Watch your environment. Okay? It's a lot of stuff moving out here. a lot of stuff. I don't like to move out when the sun go down. I like to see north, south, east, and west. And unless I have the posse with me, I'm not moving, okay, because I don't want to be out there with that craziness. People are mental. They have a lot of mental problems. You can't really, you know, ask them, what is wrong with you? Don't do that, because some of them out there show you what's wrong with them, okay? So kind of stay and avoid that type of attitude. I know we want to talk. I know we have a lot to say, but it's just happening. So stay woke, stay observant, be aware, and keep in mind that control your environment. Your environment does not control you. And on that note, Tiffany with the Nye, I said I'm short and sweet. We're not going to keep them because the stores are still open. Some of them open at 10, 11 o'clock. And I know those who like to get out late to do what they have to do. But just turn your headlights on. Put them on high beam so you can see where you are and what you're walking into. And I'm going to call it an evening. Do you have one more word to tell them? You know, we know. You got to tell us something before we say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just like you said, stay safe out there. I'll agree with that because there's so much going on. And, you know, you have to be aware of what's happening around you, you know. I know we get caught up in the gift-giving process, and so mm-hmm. we carry all of our bags to our car, and then next thing you know, you see somebody that you haven't seen before might walk around your car, in front of your car, and they're looking at you, and you're looking at them. Just be careful, because there's a lot
be
going
careful.
On.
Yeah.
And
be careful.
That's all I will say.
If you come too close to my car, you might get ran over because I don't know you need to get out the way because I'm not stopping. I do sign language on you. I don't even want to talk to you. I can't hear you. Okay? So I don't want you guys out there to do that. You have to be skilled to do that. You want to bump them a little bit. You don't really want to take them out. Just get them out the way from in front of your car. Don't stop. That's all we're saying. Don't stop. And on that note, Tiffany with an eye, I love you. Listeners, if you can, tune in tomorrow. Stephanie Haynes on that chakra number 2. And just get out there and do things that make you happy, as Tiffany with an eye say. Love you, Tiffany. Thank you. Listeners, have a wonderful evening, morning, afternoon, or night. We love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. Oh,
Share with love all through the land.